We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for this podcast comes from Wild Turkey Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Let's tune in to their one-on-one with Jamal, a real bartender from Old Fourth Ward in Atlanta.
I really get into the backstory of whatever I'm pouring. Out of respect, there are literally years of experience behind these bottles. Wild Turkey, same recipe since 1942. If you want a true classic, this is what you want to order.
Wild Turkey. Wild Turkey Distilling Company, Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Copyright 2020, Campari America, New York, New York. Never compromise, drink responsibly.
Who's the first team you turn to on this slate?
Marseille. we'll get back to them. I'm higher on them than you are, but we'll get back to them.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire. Joining us Tuesday, November 24th by Matt Birnbach to talk about Wednesday's Champions League slate. Matt, there was a little, what did you call it, a golden egg in yesterday's podcast?
I called it a hidden egg, but hidden I think egg? Golden egg, maybe.
I don't know what the phrase is.
Easter egg? Do they call it Easter egg, maybe?
I don't even know why I brought it up because I'm already messing it up.
I don't even like it.
We dropped a little hint that it was completely unintentional hint that you were going to be on today, filling in for Luis. We had some pretty nice feedback the last time. Not going to lie, people enjoy having you on. So thanks for coming back.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Like I said, it's hard to follow in Luis's footsteps, but somehow I always get his team Atletico Madrid when I'm doing this. So yeah. It'll be fun to hate on them if I can.
I have to admit that as much as he tries to be completely unbiased in his Atletico Madrid love, it always comes through a little bit. And on this slate, I'm actually glad that you are here so that I can get what I at least think might be a completely unbiased opinion on them, because I think they're important for this team, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So when we have Wednesday 6-game Champions League slate, this is just a repeat from 2 weeks ago. I think the teams are a little different because of the early slate. Early matches are changed, but we've got Bayern Munich, big favorites at home against RB Salzburg. Ajax, big favorites at home against Midtjylland. Atletico Madrid, big favorites against Lokomotiv Moscow. And then we've got some closer ones, which include Liverpool at home against Atalanta, which should be fun because those two teams are always fun together. Inter Milan against Real Madrid, which like should be fun, but I feel like
should be fun.
It might not be just because those teams are in it. And then the one that's really not going to be fun that nobody will pay attention to, Porto away favorites in Marseille. I found myself like going through the slate. We've had prices out for about 40 minutes now.
I haven't even looked. Let me look.
And I was like, oh, let me see the, you know, who's taking set pieces for Marseille. And I'm like, I don't want any part of that game. This is Champions League. I can't like start worrying about set pieces from Marseille when we've got big favorites. It is Atletico Madrid's actually the biggest favorite on the slate, and they have the third highest implied total. Team total. Bayern Munich is supposed to crush Salzburg, but who's the first team you turn to on this slate?
Marseille. we'll get back to them. I'm higher on them than you are, but we'll get back to them. Before looking at salaries, it was Atletico, but like Joe Felix at 10-3, he's awesome. Like I love him. He's great. At that much though, like at least he'll be low owned. Like at least now you're saying you're getting the low owned. So, I mean, Bayern is probably the first team you have to look to. I think Liverpool is kind of fun just because who they're playing, even though, you know, half the team is hurt or ill or whatever. Atletico doesn't play to run games up. They're perfectly happy winning 1-0. They'll probably win like 3-0. But like, do they have 5 in them? Their salaries suggest they should, but I don't know if they do.
I think that's the right read. I mean, they were in Moscow for the reverse fixture. That was 1-1. So like theoretically you open it up a little more at home, but I think there's just like such fear of not losing fear of losing. That like, just like as soon as they get ahead, I think they're like, okay, we know what to do now. And that's just to not give up any goals. And so not giving up goals is different than actively trying to score them. The Liverpool,
I almost
thing,
feel like if Atletico gives up an early goal, then they could like throw 5 up there. If not though, like they're perfectly happy winning, like a 1-0 lead for them might as well be 3-0. Like that's just the way they play.
Yeah. The Liverpool one is interesting. Like Salah is cleared to play. He didn't play over the international break because he tested positive for COVID. We haven't really heard anything that he was experiencing symptoms. So like, I assume it was just an asymptomatic and he's back in training apparently. So, it's a little odd to see Diogo Jota more expensive than Salah and Mane. He's been awesome. Like the algorithm is clearly using actual statistics instead of recent ones, to put him there. But, it was weird. Like when I saw how big of a favorite Atletico Madrid were, and I was like, oh, João Felix, like, let's go. And then it's like, oh, the Liverpool guys are actually cheaper. Even Dusan Tadic, like Ajax are a huge favorite. I wish João Felix was less expensive because it's not like the Liverpool guys are cheap, but they just kind of look cheap based on his price.
Yeah, I mean, Felix could have been 9,300 and I would have been like, oh, that's probably right. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was he? I guess the last time these two teams played, he was, 10-something also?
10-7.
Was that on the main plate or was that an early game? I don't even remember.
I think that was an early.
But it's also crazy. Like he was 7K when he blew up against Salzburg. So it's a big jump. Like, look, I love him. And now he's going to be low owned. So like you're also buying the low ownership.
Yeah. There's that. So Robert Lewandowski, by far the most expensive at 11.9. I faded him whenever that was 2 weeks ago. Which worked out really well because he only scored twice.
Funny how like that works out. That's what you want. You're like, score twice or less.
Yeah, it actually didn't work out for me. It just seemed like everyone I played had him, which makes sense. But if I wasn't going to play him, who do you turn to? Because like, it's not like I'm fading Lewandowski because I don't want Bayern. It's just that I don't want an 11-9 piece in my lineup. So like, who... Obviously, you can get multiple pieces if you don't have them. So who do you go to?
from Bayern.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, everyone's favorite English Premier player, Leroy Sané, I think needs to be. Honestly, like, I love Leroy Sané. I wish he would play more. I actually didn't love that he went to Bayern to begin with just because there's so much talent there. You know, if he's starting, I think you take a look at him. And, you know, if you want to go him and Koeman, like, that's a fun. Now you're just hoping Lewandowski just hangs out in the middle and isn't tapping things in. It's like literally crazy. They have eight guys who you can pretty much be fine with playing. Thomas Muller's like, you know, he's going to get a few assists probably. But like, do you want to pay up for that at this point? I don't know. I would say you start with Leroy Sané and go from there, assuming he's starting.
Yeah. I mean, he is definitely not that expensive, which is nice. Like Koeman is 8,600. And I like went to our team trends page, like, oh, like who's the one like scoring all the points recently? And it's like, oh, it's actually Koeman. Like, I guess he should be more expensive. But yeah, it's like Koeman, Sané, Muller, Gnabry, who's still just midfield eligible for some reason. But yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised if people played one of these guys and Lewandowski. Like we saw a lot of people stacking Juventus today. We're stacking Dortmund with Haaland and Sancho. Like I think taking Lewandowski and any one of the other guys is perfectly fine. Like if all of them do well and you have two of them, then you're probably fine. It's not like if you're missing out on something, you have somebody to make up for it anyway. I just wonder how many people try to do it without Lewandowski because it at least gives you some salary relief elsewhere.
Yeah, you can also, and not to quickly jump defense, with like half of Bayern's defense all ailing, like there's a couple punt guys down there. Yeah, who knows, like if they somehow put Alaba at one of the backs, like that could be fun. The American dude, Chris Richards, he's going to be center back if he plays, but like 2,600, like take the clean sheet and hope maybe he gets a header on goal. Like there's enough there where if you want to take one of those guys, you can still have Lewandowski and maybe you can get some more action elsewhere. There's all, I mean, when I was looking at series, I've never been so excited at defenders in my life. Like it's a great defender day. There's so many people available. There aren't like, not everyone's above 5,800. It's kind of fun to me that way.
Yeah, we'll get to defender, but, Alaba potentially as a $3,000 left back for Bayern Munich that's fun. We talked about nobody ever getting priced down. He used to be 5,500 and now
yeah,
3,000. He's the Mike Davis of this week.
Yep.
What are your thoughts so obviously you got to like the Liverpool guys because they're the Liverpool guys playing against Atalanta. Where do you fall on Zapata? And I don't even want to talk about Muriel because I never play him anyway. But like Zapata still against this Liverpool back line that is missing everybody pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you would think they should be able to maybe not score, but they should certainly be able to run on them. And like that's what Atalanta is known for. Zapata is going to be low owned. I actually think Muriel's got higher floor than Zapata. Because he takes some free kicks too, which is nice. Free kicks like on the ones that are on goal, not the ones that are being shot into the box.
Yep.
So I like Muriel there. I'm cool with Zapata. I think also someone who might be cheap and fun if he plays is Hans Hattabor. He's sure. Another, he's like 3,400 at D right now, and he's a flyer. You know, I'm cool with, you could run like just game stack with these two teams, and that could, and you could easily afford like a high level team, and that could be a fun team to run with.
You think you're more likely to stack that game over Inter Real Madrid?
I think this game has a higher chance of like 3-2. I think both games can, but Real Madrid could also be 0-0. Like I don't think Atalanta Liverpool is going 0-0, but they could both, you know, blow up. I think Real Madrid Inter like has a likelihood, like there's a chance 0-0 is in the cards.
Yeah. That'd be a bummer. You've got some fun players in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that game should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the ghost of Eden Hazard and all these fun players that we all remember being good.
Yeah. No Benzema, which doesn't help. But, like, Lukaku and Martinez up front for Inter, they could be fun.
I kind of like the no Benzema just because it just opens up. There's so many of the young guys who are fun that also nobody really knows about. Obviously, people have heard of like Vinicius before, but there's Mariano at 5,800. Vinicius is 5,800. Rodrigo, if he plays, is 5,400. Obviously, like maybe Eden Hazard doesn't stink with when he's like the focal point. I don't really know what's going on there. Like him moving to Real Madrid and forgetting how to play soccer is really something special. Yeah.
All right. Further down the salary list for forwards, at least, I mean, you have the Ajax guys, I guess, whoever starts with Tadic, whether it's Huntelaar, I doubt he plays, Quincy Promes, where's Traore? He was always fun. 7,300, that's not quite as fun. but I mean, like...
I like David Neres if he plays.
Yep.
I think he's got as much upside as any of those guys. I mean, I loved him. I guess he got hurt or like months ago, but he's got crazy upside. I like him better than, you know, if he plays, you know, I'm cool with him over any of those guys. I like him better than Traore as a player. He's just working his way back from injury right now.
I mean, Traore scored 5 goals earlier this season.
I scored 8 goals in a game when I was 8. Like, we don't talk about the past around here.
Was it in the Netherlands?
No, but we did wear an orange kit. So maybe. Okay. It depends however you want to look at that.
Same thing. Nope. You got me.
Yeah.
You got it. The other one I wanted to point out was the potential of Douglas Costa playing for Bayern. He started last weekend, so I doubt he starts this one, but he took all set pieces last weekend, which is kind of silly without Joshua Kimmich around the Bayern set piece situation.
He's out again, right? Kimmich out again?
Yeah. So like the Bayern set pieces are kind of up for grabs. It could be, I mean, like basically everyone has taken like a few. Sané, Müller, Coman, Gnabry, Douglas Costa this past weekend. So
maybe Bayern will just throw everyone a bone and start Xerxes up top and really mess with everyone.
Yeah. I think Lewandowski's the only one you don't have to worry about not starting.
Yeah.
But So sell me on this Marseille-Porto game.
Wow. I don't know if we have enough time, if we have enough battery life. It's actually, I don't like, it's not like I love anyone here. I just, you know, you started the show by hating on this game, and I don't think it's that hateable. But also, we were talking about the ghost of Eden Hazard, like the ghost of Dimitri Payet. Like, I'm thinking that he's still good, and maybe he is. But like 5,800 for someone who should control a lot of set pieces and like has goal upside, and if he cares, you know, I like him. I like Jordan Amavi on defense as one of the backs. And then on the other side, and I guess this is really just now I'm going to start selling you. I'm going to be selling your point that the game is gross. I like all of the Porto defenders. They're all cheap. Manafa and Sanusi.
Yeah.
So I like this game from like a floor type game. If you need some cheap floor guys, I don't like, I guess if you want to go like Musa, is it Musa Marega? What's his first name?
Yep.
Yeah. Like that's, he's got a good upside just, and no one will have him. But otherwise I think there's a lot of good floor plays from the game. Maybe that's the way I want to word it.
All right. That's fair. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Luis Diaz because Luis Pacheco mentions him on every podcast. And of course he has a goal in each of his last two Champions League games. So that's there.
There's also, what's his face? Sergio Oliveira takes PKs for Porto. I think he scored last time. So yeah, apparently, right. You never know. But I mean, his last two games are now 22 and 14. Like, you know, he also has a three in there. So it depends, but like at 5,200, you know, that's good enough to give you some, able to work elsewhere.
Yeah. That's fair. Any thoughts on who the best, like if you are playing fully against who everyone is going against or going with, excuse me, do you take an attacker from Lokomotiv Moscow, Salzburg, or Midtjylland? Your boy Patson Dock is out. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. It's and the only guy I like really love on Red Bull otherwise is Sobolai. Mm-hmm. Look, if you're going to take a forward from one of these teams, like Eder on Lokomotiv Moscow, at least like we know who he is. He's had some decent, he scored against Salzburg. He's 4,500. Like he's the flyer I would take. I think, yeah, I'm cool with saying that's my flyer. I'm cool with that.
I'll take that.
Or, yeah, I would have said like someone like Andras Dreyer on Michelin, but he's too expensive. Like, always. He's fun, but like, he's too expensive.
How much is he this slate?
66.
Come on.
Yeah, like, they're not going to have the ball.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, of course, last time he... So he's actually gone down in price since he played, and he put up 21 points. So yeah. Maybe he is worth it now. I don't know.
Maybe
he is worth it. No one will be on him. So
yeah, he's a guy that like when we started the Champions League, and I'm like, oh, this guy is good. Like I'll be playing him as like a cheap guy, and it's like he's been overpriced every slate for like what he is. Like I thought I'd get him at like 5,500 for most of these, and then nope. Didn't get
and now the problem is also in that same game, you have Ryan Gravenberch. He's been like a fun, I know people have just plugged him in at like 3,200 and because he's taking some set pieces and he's, you know, one of these young guys that has upside, and now he's 5,100 and he's yet to put up a game over 5 fantasy points. So that kind of stinks. He'll never see 4,500 again. I mean, he's got all this upside, but he's never done it. He's just another one of those guys that'll probably never see the light of below 5K again.
Right. Right. I got another Ajax midfielder I want to play. We'll get to. Actually, just get there now. Because I don't think there are any other forwards I have any interest in talking about. No, none. Luka Jovic of 3,900 is crazy. I know he's not playing, but like that's what a fall. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah. So most of the midfielders on this slate, like most of the most or the expensive ones are all midfield forward eligible, and you'd probably play him in a forward spot anyway. Kimmich is the most expensive at 8,400. He is out. And then we have Gnabry at 76, who I think is a perfectly fine option. Why he's not also forward eligible when everybody else from Bayern Munich is beyond me. But so like when I saw that Atalanta, obviously they're underdogs at Liverpool, I'm like, well, how expensive is Papu Gomez? Because like he should be cheaper. And 7,200 is like just around the price where I'm like, I think I might play him against Liverpool. But then when I see Zachariah, was it Labiad?
Yeah. From Ajax? I mean, that's what I've been going by. So
yeah. So like 7,400, he's been taking some set pieces recently. He and Tadic have basically been splitting. Given like their respective matchups, I don't know how you play Papu, which pains me because I love playing him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at least you know Papu owns all this. No, he doesn't, because I already said Luis Muriel is going to take the shots for the most part.
He owns enough of them.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, I mean, it makes sense. Papu, I do think at 7,200, like I think that's a perfect salary for him, though. I have no problem with that salary. Just there's better around that area elsewhere. So like, look, another one of these guys, we could just do a show that'll be called He'll Be Low Owned, where we just name people that'll be low owned and Papu will be the captain on that team.
For somebody that can produce as much as he can, it seems like most people will avoid him, just cause they want to buy into that matchup. you scroll down, you obviously get the cheaper Bayern guys, Goretzka, if he's in, which, it's always a possibility. You get some guys from that Inter Real Madrid match, Perisic, Cruz, Eriksen. You know Cruz is going to take set pieces for Real Madrid, so at least you have that going for you if you play him. Although, now that I say that, is he even going to play? No, he's not in the expected lineup here on UEFA, which is kind of silly. But maybe we'll get cheap Real Madrid set pieces. I don't know why you buy in there. But then we get to your Marseille guys, Tovan and Payet. I was looking at Payet at 5,800 and I can't believe I'm admitting this out loud. I was wondering if I would rather play $5,300 James Milner, who played as a right back last week and took some set pieces for Liverpool. How dumb does that sound?
It can't be that dumb because this should be a high-paced, like wide-open game, right? So you would think his upside floor points, I'll say, should be higher than Piatt. But Piatt, I think, has the goal-scoring upside. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Milner's probably not shooting much.
Right.
And Piatt will let him rip. It does seem like Tovan still has set pieces, but they just don't... Like, I don't think it's enough to put him over Piatt. Like, their prices have, like, come much closer to each other. Like, I think... I don't think it was the last slate. I think it was two slates ago. Tovan was like 1,500, 2,000 more, which is outrageous. Let's see, 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was two slates ago. But yeah, I think Payet is fun. But I went that thought. Like, Payet's fun. Like, he can produce. And then I'm like, do I really want somebody from that game? And
right. That's the.
You're trying to convince me I do. Not somebody from that game. Guy from that game.
Yeah, no. If you have a thing for a guy between, you know, 8 and 15 points, that's your game right there. There's gonna be a bunch of guys that have that. You know, it just does that game somehow become 2-2? I don't know. Probably not. But there are a couple guys there that I don't know. I like Dmitry Payet. I'm just gonna say it. He's gonna have a good game.
It does seem a little weird to me because there are supposed to be goals on the slate. Like, there are big favorites. The goal totals are pretty high. I think Bayern Munich has a higher total than Juventus did today. But I just find myself finding floor guys. Like, yeah. There were very obvious upside plays today with, like, Ronaldo yep. and Neymar and Mbappe and Haaland. And Wednesday slate, it's like there's Lewandowski and then Salah, if he plays, I guess.
Joao Felix,
yeah. Like, I don't see, even though there were supposed to be as many goals.
I mean, I guess if you want to get, like, real weird, you could go, you know, Lautaro and Lukaku. Like,
right.
There's your upside and just hope that they go crazy as they've been doing. It seems like every game. You know, that's your upside right there.
Yeah. I say it on a slate where like it was obvious where the goals are coming from, and Martin Brathwaite has a brace today.
Yeah.
And an assist. Why not?
You see who had who he assisted?
Serginho Dest. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And your boy Ciro Immobile has a brace as well, although I feel like he would have been on that list of, like, guys we would have expected to score.
Like one of those guys today where you have everyone, you know, you had Ronaldo, Haaland. You know, you can only spend your money so many places. People are going to ignore Lazio. People are always going to ignore Lazio. They're not this, like, sexy team. So Immobile was a good person to, like, have that upside at a little bit cheaper. So there just isn't these guys tomorrow.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Is it just doesn't seem like they're enough. And so the goals are going to be so much more spread out. And so it's not like we're going to be missing. Like, obviously, if you don't have one of the goals, you're missing out. But there are so many other places that presumably we can go to get them, although it just feels a lot more random. Any cheap midfielders that you came across?
So, yeah, cheap midfielders that I have no idea if they're going to play or not, but I'm assuming maybe Luis's boys may, you know, do some roster switching here. You have Thomas Lemar and Saul, both under 4K. And, I mean, if either one of those starts, I feel like that's a good guy to get in your lineup because of, I mean, if you think Atletico is going to run up a score, neither has done much. Thomas Lemar's a ghost at this point, too.
He sucks.
You could do an entire ghost lineup. That could be a fun thing to do. Do a ghost lineup of guys that were once good and had upside.
He's awful. I'm not playing.
Yeah, but you don't need him to be. You don't need him to be awful. You don't need him to be good for the rest of the year. You need to be good for 65 minutes.
Yeah. I like Saul. I'll give you that one.
Also, I don't think there's such thing as a play under 4K that's awful. There's nothing. If they're on an attacking team and they're in an attacking position, I don't think there's such thing as a bad play.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one, although Thomas Lemar is the worst.
I hope he plays, and then he puts up 6 points, and we can decide if that's terrible or not.
Yeah, but that's the problem, that, like, 6 points on a Champions League slate is usually, I guess, at his – what? How much is he? I don't even want to look.
Who?
3,800? I think if he was 3,000, I'd consider him. Thomas Lemar. Yeah. 38 seems a little much when I can get Saul for, who's much more defensive, for 3,500. That's what I mean. Like, this is the biggest favorite on the slate, and we're like struggling to find guys other than João Félix. Like, I don't want to play Koke. Carrasco is probably efficiently priced, but when you play, when he was like 3,500 on the first slate, like, I feel, I know it has nothing to do with it, but like when you play a guy 3,500 and now they're like, oh no, it's 6,600 now. And I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Surprise.
Right.
Yeah. It's just funny. You look at their team, and you go from there, like you said, Felix at 10-3, and the next highest guy is, I mean, Suarez, but he's not playing. So you have at 7,200. Like, that's a big drop, even in salary and in talent, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the perfect way to look at it. That is a huge jump. That's crazy. Who is that? It might even be, if Correa starts, it could be 6,800 for the second most expensive starter.
For real. Yeah.
Jeez. Let's go to defense, because
is he going to play, by the way?
Who?
I mean, he's Diego Costa. Speaking of a guy who got you -5 in a hurry.
I don't think so.
He, at least for what it's worth, he's a guy that has upside and he's priced at 5,900 that you could play.
Yes. Yes.
Could also absolutely submarine your team, but
yes.
Got that upside.
Yeah. I'll give you that. We talked about a ton of defenders we could play. I think if he starts at left back, David Alba, everybody will have him. 3,000 on a Champions League, like that helps. But we've got Andy Robertson at 6,500, Kieran Trippier at 64. Yeah. We've got Lodi at 55. I don't know if Marcelo will start at 54, but he's there. Tagliafico at 51. There are guys you can play. The two that I was basically going back and forth with were, just because I'm such a slave to set pieces, are Trippier and Robertson. And the more I looked into it, the more I was wondering if I wanted to play either of them. Like, I'm not sure I need to be wedded to set pieces, at least for my defenders, which sounds weird because usually you'd lock those guys in. What did you think of the top group?
I like Trippier in general, and you know, Vegas seems to think that Atletico is going to really press. So I like him more than normal. And, you know, I like Robertson. I think Trippier's got that clean sheet upside. I don't think Robertson's clean sheet upside is as high. I don't know what the odds say, but I'm just assuming. So, I mean, Lokomotiv versus Atalanta. And then, yeah, if I playing between the two guys, I like Trippier. Some of the other guys I like Pavard, if he's going to play. I mean, everything depends on Alaba, right? If he's starting, you already have your punt right there if you want to. Or I guess, sorry, your punt in price. He's not going to be a punt otherwise.
Right.
You know, you don't have to look towards Chris Richards anymore at 2,600. And I like, on Liverpool, Neto Williams, if he plays at 4,300, that could be fun. Like I said, like, if I could play 7 defenders, this would be the slate. And there's so much fun out there.
What are your thoughts on, like, is there any reason to play Ulmer? I feel like just always hits.
Yeah.
Like, he had 11.7 against Bayern in the first matchup. It was at home, but like 4,500, I guess playing at Bayern is probably not where you want to go.
His games of 11-7, 7-9, 11-7. I have no problem plugging him in.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to just like kind of hold your breath if they have some possession, but it seems like no matter what, they're able to do that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. What are we expecting for Atalanta? Oh, Mojica. He's always cheap. 2,600. My gosh. Okay. He could be the other one.
Lissandro on Ajax, who's 4K.
That is pretty cheap.
He was a dud versus them last time, but he put up 8 versus Liverpool.
That's silly.
Yeah, it's very confusing. And then, like, my boys, there's Amavi and Sanusi and Manafa.
Right.
Like, you can really, at least on paper, that there's eight or nine guys you could plug in and be like, okay, I'm cool riding with these defenders. I'm not really punting here. And if Alaba starts, everyone's going to have him, but he'll open up everything for everyone.
Yeah. I wonder how many people will just avoid both of the, or all the cheap guys. Like it makes sense. Like if those guys didn't exist, yeah. I feel like the Robertson Trippier combination could be popular. Like theoretically getting set pieces for two favorites from defenders. Robertson won't have a monopoly. Trippier probably wouldn't either, but, Like, do you think more people play both or neither of those guys?
Neither.
Yeah.
I think so. I'll say neither, especially if Alaba is playing. Maybe it's a little, the percentage goes down. I think, yeah. I mean, if you play both, I think you're giving yourself a fun little ownership stack there in itself. By playing both, I don't think many will have both. They're going to be spending money elsewhere. There aren't that many mids that are that cheap, and there's people are going to look elsewhere at forwards besides if they don't go Lewandowski or Joao Felix.
Yeah, it's like looking at that price range. So like Trippier's 64, Robertson 65. You're essentially in that group that we were talking about before with like Cruz, Eriksen, Tovan, Payet is a little cheaper actually. Goretzka, Douglas Costa if he starts, Szoboszlai and Carrasco. It's interesting.
And then if you want, I don't think there's going to be many teams with both the Trippier and Robertson, but like can also get weird with Marcelo in that mix, and he's $1,000 cheaper, and you know he's just as good as he was 5 years ago. It's kind of crazy that he's just crazy putting up these numbers again. You could any grouping of that three, no one's going to have it. You wouldn't think. Because money will be spent elsewhere.
Yeah. Marcelo, the nice thing about Marcelo is he doesn't play a lick of defense. So as a defender, that's what you want for our purposes.
You don't have to worry too much about the fouls committed for the most part or the yellow cards. Like he'll get a yellow card for celebrating a goal.
Right. Taking his shirt off. Yeah. That's
fair. Yeah.
If Mendy starts, would you play him instead? 4,300.
No. Instead of Marcelo,
yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, like Mendy himself, I have a thing for Marcelo, so you could say anything. I think Marcelo is my answer.
That's her. All right.
Other people who don't have that thing, I think Mendy's a fine play.
Do you have any reason to prioritize goalkeeper?
What? No. Like, there's never... Don't ever.
I mean...
Look at what's going on today, right? Like, Juventus biggest favorite on the slate, and I have no idea what who's their goalie. Szczesny. I mean, it's 1-1. Like that's a wasted money right there.
Yeah, but Berkey. For those who haven't picked up on it, we're taping this during the second half of the Tuesday games. Berkey's up 3-0.
Sure.
Neto is up 3-0 for Barcelona. Who we also? Oh no, that's Mats. Excuse me. Marc-Andre Ter Stegen.
Yeah, but like United gave up a goal and Juventus, like you're just losing so much. It doesn't take much to give up a goal. And when you're paying so much for one of these goalies, you got to make, Juventus, the goalies made one save today. If you were, so the upside there looks like it was 12 points and that's not happening anymore. I don't know. I think Jordan once said it, like play whoever fits. Whoever you can afford at the end when you've made your team, knock yourself out.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Boy, this McKenny play didn't work out. All right, that's fair. I think Marchesin from Porto is going to be the popular. He's 4,500. That's probably not that popular.
I still think he's probably he's more popular than he should be. How about we say that?
I guess if you're taking one of these three cheap ones, would you rather try to face Ajax, Atletico Madrid, or Bayern?
I think I'd rather face Ajax. I just think this is purely like on a talent level. I don't think they're as good as the other two teams are. And Even though Atletico like to play to win, like for 1-0, they could easily, if they want, I feel like they could score a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Who's that, Guillerme?
But then it's like, who do you think is better in not giving up wide open shots too? Like Michelin, Moscow, or Salzburg. I assume Salzburg is probably decent at not giving up wide open shots. Jesse Marsch seems to be a good coach. I assume Michelin is probably the worst defense out there.
Probably.
You would think? If they're not, if there's a Michelin fan club out there that wants to write and let us know how the defense is, that would be great.
Does it even matter what they say? It was 2-1 in the last one. I don't know. It's goalkeeper. You're right.
Yeah. Just flip a coin. Flip a coin. Whatever. And if you somehow have, 5,200 remaining, go. If you want to pay for a goalie, do what you gotta do.
All right. Any players we missed?
We didn't talk about Lukaku enough. Not that I have anything to add. I just like talking about him.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
He'll be low-owned. He'll be fun. If that game is fun, he'll be fun.
Right.
How about this? If that game is fun, Lukaku will be fun.
Okay. So if you take the over, then you have to take the Lukaku anytime goal also.
Oh, yeah. You're a jerk if you don't.
Right.
You know what? If you don't, you hate money.
Hate money and fun. Okay. Fair enough. Anybody has any follow for Matt, you can find him on Twitter at Matt Birnbach. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew, available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to join there. If you are watching this on YouTube and have enjoyed it, you can just hit the like button down below. And if you're listening on the regular audio feed, if you could just rate and review it wherever you listen, of course, only if you like it. If you don't, it's a long time to listen to us for not liking it. But if you don't, then just please keep your review to yourself. So, Matt, thank you for that, and good luck.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.